Podcast. It's February 11th. Is that correct?
I believe
yes.
So.
No, yes. 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 Yeah. It's the 11th. That is correct. Got Patrick in on satellite phone tonight.
Woo!
There he is. Jason on the opposite side of me as always. Waiting on our brand new rug that we're going to add to the studio. It's in transit. Came from the funeral home.
Yeah, just waiting for them to get rid of the body that was rolled up in it. Let's get rid of them. They're like, this is a nice rug.
That's the biggest Cheech and Chong joint I've ever seen.
They might want this rug. Pass just it on, you know?
Just smacking the mic. Always a great Uh-oh. Sound. That's what she said, I know.
Smacking the mic.
Oh, smacking the old mic.
Not used to the setup, so you gotta face the computer.
You gotta face the computer.
Uh-oh.
Table for
Maybe
three.
Maybe you need a second computer. You need two screens.
Yeah, could do.
Yeah. Anybody wants to donate some money or has an extra old laptop they want to get rid of that actually works.
Yep, laptop,
please,
not
no Vista. No Vista. We don't want that here.
No Vista. Windows Vista. Man, that was the best version of Windows I ever fried on my computer.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know. 7 was pretty good.
7 was good.
It was pretty
XP
solid.
XP was good.
Yeah, XP wasn't so bad. Once you got used to it. Well, XP kind of changed everything, so everybody got pissed.
Yeah.
Then they did Vista, we're going to fix it.
They're like, this is terrible.
No. It made it more terrible.
Yeah, Windows 7 was probably the best one.
Yeah.
You gave it an alphabetic name. It needs to be point something or whatever. It doesn't need to be a Vista or a charade or a view or a
right. Giving it car names.
Fucking Windows 69.
Oh, Windows 69.
We'll get there eventually.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Counting down the days till technology improves enough.
Yeah.
By then we'll be in the metaverse, so it'll be real.
It won't even matter.
Windows 69.
It won't even matter then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
You been eating beans?
Sorry.
Can't help it.
A lot of lactose today.
Got a little irritable bowel syndrome.
Been eating some colon blow.
Colon blow.
The colon broom.
Yeah,
it's a thing now.
No, I've just
get
been,
ads for it.
I've just been watching. I've been watching the mainstream news.
Okay. No. Copying Whoopi's farts. Is that what you're doing now?
Right.
Trying
to
take over. You're the new Whoopi cushion.
The new Whoopi cushion. That's Karen Johnson. I'm sorry. We're going back to her.
Yeah.
We've heard her illegal name. Who knew she? Karen. Who figured she? Who knew she was going to be a Karen? We should have known. We actually should have known.
it was predestined.
Come on, chat. What is that? Espolono? What is it?
Epsilon.
What is that? Is that a beer or malt liquor? Huh?
No, it's tequila.
Oh,
shit. It looks like Zima.
Oh, here. Cheers. We only have...
It's not Zima.
That's fortunate.
Yeah, thank God. Here's the worst drink ever. We made clear malt liquor with no flavor.
Can't wait to slam about four of these down, listen to some Third Eye Blind.
And then,
Third Eye Blind.
And then we decided we'd make
Blink
it.
Blink 182.
Yeah, we'd go tear up the town in my Beretta. Oh, you're really letting them loose.
Sorry, guys. It's random. I can't help it.
Yeah. You have no control.
They're always random. Like, whoops. Fucking. A creaky board in here. My grandfather used to go, damn barking tree frogs.
My uncle used to say barking spiders.
Yeah. Spiders, yep. I was like Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, somebody step on a duck?
Oh, I love in Caddyshack. He's like, oh, I broke my arm.
Yeah. Hey, wear a hat like this, you get a free bowl of soup.
That's right.
Oh, looks good on Rodney, you, though.
Rodney didn't like start stand-up until he was like in his 50s or something like that, or his 40s.
Late, really? Late
very
start
late
for him, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had a lot of other weird-ass jobs, and then he just decided that one day he was going to pursue his dream of being a comedian because...
Well, he wasn't getting any respect.
He wasn't getting any respect. That's like all the...
No respect at all.
I went to my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boone Botts. I said, doctor, it hurts when I do this. He said, stop doing that.
Can you hand me another can down there?
Yeah.
A can of toasted buck.
Can of the old toasty buck.
All right.
Oh, yes. I saw that in the store the other day. I was like,
it's good.
Yeah.
I bet
it's
pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's tasty. I got it on sale. I know the guy at Circle B. He's like, he was like, what, the six, like the 12 packs that cost like $18 and shit? Like the, you know, because I bought it in the bottles and it was like $10.
All right.
As a six pack. And when I go up to the counter and I set it down, and well, the sticker underneath of it said $10.49. So I set it down, and the kid was like, I know that kid. I go in there all the time. So he's like, well, he goes, you know how much that is? I was like, well, the little tag underneath of it said $10.49. He goes, $10.49 it is.
Hey, yo.
Win. I was like, win.
Yeah. He's getting excited. Man, you're going to fill those pants by the end of this.
I'm going to
look like... You're going to look like the Nutty Professor when he goes back to skinny form when you go into the bathroom, just all of it shifting out of your clothes. just be in an oversized suit at the end of it.
Shaking them out of your pants.
I've witnessed that once. Oh. I've seen another human being do that. I mean, it was short, so it was more understandable, but still, it's, you know, it creates the same reaction nonetheless.
You're like, whoa. That's for sure. You're like, whoa, wait a minute there, buddy. Is that just a turd that rolled out of your pants?
Yeah.
If you're not careful of what you eat, don't wear shorts.
Are you a horse?
I don't even stop.
Are you well done or well hung?
Oh, Hung Dung. Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, Hung
back
Dung.
At school. He was an exchange student to school with.
The turd hanging out of his ass is just as long as a dong.
Tell you what, the ladies really loved it, though.
Double penetration.
Yeah,
I'll pick up after myself.
Now we're going back into Alaska pipeline jokes. That's what's happening now.
Yeah. We're circling back around.
Yeah.
Circling back around. Well, Jen Psaki or whatever her fucking name is. We're going to circle back around.
What the
Biden shit the drawers today in the Oral White House.
What a horrible presence that guy ended up being. Well, we knew he was going to be horrible, but whew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not this bad.
Well,
I think most people knew what they were getting.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world, but it's, you know, it is what it is. You can see it. I don't know. Elections, this upcoming election, not even the midterms, just like the regular election, is going to be really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Definitely going to be interesting.
I'm going to place my bet now that it's going to be crazier than the previous
one. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I hope I'm wrong, but on the local news yesterday,
they were saying about the new voter, how they've laid out the new districts, I guess.
Oh, yeah. They're all complaining that it's gerrymandering now.
Yeah, that's been going on for decades.
But Bill Lee, the media was like asking Bill Lee, what do you think about this, Governor Lee? And he's like, well, I think they've done everything in the parameters that they were supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like, but he's like, fuck you, they did everything they should have done.
Yeah. That's why Jim Cooper decided he was going to retire, because they divided his district. Yeah. You know, yeah. Which, you know, what people forget, you know, the reason things are getting, you know, they're like, the reason things are getting redrawn is because Nashville got bigger. So right. when there's more people, you get another representative.
Yeah, that's population
how
it works. Changes.
You know, that's how it works.
But I mean,
how it works. We've seen per capita.
Yeah,
we've seen gerrymandering, right?
Yeah.
Like you've seen districts that you look at the outline of it and like that's fucking stupid looking.
Yeah,
it's like it goes around down this little narrow like one street area and then it hooks around and it expands back out to pretty much circumvent this one area. And you know what? Yeah. It's not a unique thing to one party or the other. So I think it's funny that now it's you know they're just gonna bring it back up again. It's like gerrymandering. Like, well, you didn't solve this in the '80s up until now. To right. where it's, you know, it's like, it's what the fuck are you even? They're just bringing it up to some shit to bring it up. I don't think right. they have any intention of changing it, because then, you know, they couldn't do it either. Like, if they want to get rid of it, then you have to get rid of it entirely. You know, it's,
well,
so,
I think Biden had made a statement where he felt like, you know, with everything that's going on with the, you know, of course, his, you know, the people's voter law that got, you know, nixed.
Yeah.
You know, he said basically, you know, we want to make sure that there's a fair election, you know.
Sorry.
And yeah,
sorry,
we're talking about Joe, so it's okay. But you know, he wanted to make sure that you know there, you know, that there could be fraud in the midterms. I'm like, so you're saying there could be fraud? Isn't that what Trump said?
yeah,
and
like
we need
it, well,
to be hyper, you know, vigilant.
Well, wasn't it during you know the presidential election, which he got elected, were saying like, oh, it was Russian campaigns, you know, misinformation campaigns and all this stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
And there are fucking troll farms in like fucking Macedonia and shit like that, that just like, you know, will pit groups against each other, just kind of sow division here. And it works. And it's been happening for a decade. And it's like, oh, well, this one might be safe, but this one's not safe. But then this one is. But then this one, like, no, it's the same shit show. It has been.
Yeah,
and it's just they're trying to bring up little pieces of it opportunistically to try to sell. It's just to try to be like, oh well, we're gonna you know, create some doubt here, just in case we lose, we can point and go, oh hey, well, I would have won if it wasn't for those meddling kids, you know. So I don't. I mean, and I don't know. I don't know if that's them trying to shore up, you know, just in case that they start losing or what the exact deal is. But yeah, that's. They just keep bringing shit up. We already know this shit's been going on for fucking ever.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
With no intention of actually fixing it. But just trying to bring it up for political points.
Yeah. So I guess we could always talk about, you know, what's happening still in Canada. You know, they blocked the Ambassador Bridge in Detroit, which goes into Windsor.
Yeah.
Which like hauls
really
like 20
a lot
order.
Of,
like,
lot of products.
A lot of products, like 25% of the goods between Canada and the United States go across that bridge.
That makes sense because it's really close to the border. That's probably easy access for a lot of fucking truck traffic.
Yeah.
So a lot of those businesses here are chartering planes to fly their shit.
They're flying them in like an old Douglas or something, like Indiana Jones out there, just fucking kicking packages out the back.
Right.
It'll be that Berlin airdrop.
Here's your fucking Canadian ham. Hot air balloons. Oh, good. I ordered a case of Molson. It'll be here in 3 months.
That's right.
Via hot air balloon. He gets there like, hey, I'm going to have to turn back around. I drank it all. It got really boring up there. I'll be back in 6 months. You see him slowly ascend. Just start shooting at it at that point. I'm like, I'm going to take this thing down. Fuck this mode of transportation.
Yeah, but they were talking, you know, Biden has told Trudeau that he should use his federal powers to, you know, eliminate this protest and unblock the, and have the truckers, you know, get them out of there. Yeah.
I would say he could probably do that.
Yeah, that's so intelligent.
Well, I mean, he did, but Trudeau, you know, he did outlaw honking in Ottawa.
Oh my god,
think of the poor Canadian geese.
Yeah,
what are they gonna do?
I know.
But every time they honk, you're gonna fine them.
But so it's just like, holy. Well, they did arrest some old 78-year-old man who honked his horn in support of the truckers. The police harassed him and drug him out of his car and then threw him in the old back of the old Gestapo car.
I don't know how
Gestapo,
long that's gonna
last.
I would think if everyone started honking, well, it's like the whole thing, like, well, you can't arrest or ticket everybody for honking if, you know, thousands of people are
right.
are doing it.
Right. But and then he also outlawed gasoline and fuel cans in the city limits of Ottawa.
Yeah.
Can't have them in there now. I'm like,
oh,
what? What about all the other citizens who got one in their garage? You know, you're gonna go and arrest all of them for having, you know?
Yeah, that's that whole creating unenforceable laws type of thing, or even not a law, just, you know, it's unenforceable, just shitty behavior too. That's he could solve this, I would say, fairly easily, considering the things like the supply shortage, the amount of truckers that are already vaccinated, and this is about cross-border travel in a profession where, you know, the people necessary. In question are mostly alone in their trucks 90% of the fucking time. So you could really stop all this by just eliminating that portion of it and dust your hands off and go, all right, now go away.
But I'm pretty sure that Alberta, Montreal, Prince Edward Island, and one other one are eliminating all their COVID restrictions pretty much. They're dumping them.
Yeah, and I did read that. Other areas are...
Probably Nova Scotia.
Yeah, but they have we need to get them back on the road. Look, hey, Trudeau, stop being a douchebag. You know, just let it go, you know, and his response to all this was, you know, more mandates will lead to less restrictions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, with the...
a mandate is a restriction.
I'm like, okay, that Jesus. Just sounds like the most retardedest thing I ever heard in my life.
Oh, my God. Biden couldn't even come up with that.
Yeah.
God.
But then, like I said, nothing worked for them, you know, as far as them trying to... I guess slander and, you know, and vilify the Canadian truckers. They kept calling them Nazis and white supremacists and I don't know, tons of other things. Insurrectionists. It was an insurrection across Canada.
Oh my God! Yeah, they're honking their horns.
Yeah, and of course, everything that we see, you know, basically is a peaceful protest inside of Ottawa, where they're dancing around and playing drums and having some street hockey like Canadians would do. You know?
Yes.
Oh, it just seems really nice here. Is it if the police would stop, you know, taking over firewood, we, you know, we could stay warm. My tooth can't keeping me warm anymore. But but then they proved, like, you know, obviously there's, you know, many a race there, black, white, Muslim, Jew, everybody, yeah. You know, inside this protest. So, you know, I think it's proved the point that, you know, the common man's sick of this bullshit. Well,
as long as there's some similarities to, like, the BLM protests in general, in the way of the way of just saying, it was like, all right, overall, just like on the whole, it's like, yeah, I guess this movement has some you know, some coherency to it. Like, yeah, we need to change stuff. Like, yeah, this isn't a great thing. All right, you want to protest? That's great. That's fine. It's just, it's always the people that are either, you know, busted or the people that are there to just fucking tear shit up that always screw up certain types of movements, no matter what the movement is. If people really want to screw it up, it takes like 10% of people to really start fucking shit up. And people are like, all right, we're sick of this. And I get, you know, I get that aspect of it. I would have and have been sick of it as well, considering, you know, previous movements. So as long as they, you know what, there probably is. There's probably like 200, you know, people that you would actually consider to be far right there that aren't organizing or running the show. And it's just taking this small percentage and trying to blow it up into something that it's not. So as long as they actually don't start causing issues, I don't think that's really going to fucking deter people. You know, that's not gonna work.
And that's the thing, that, like, even the premiers of those, you know, those areas like Ottawa, not Ottawa, but Alberta and everything, were saying, look, you know, it's been almost three.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Since, you know, and Canada's had some of the strictest lockdowns and COVID restrictions.
Yeah. Oh, we were talking, you know, to Jade. I was like, you know, it's not the best here, but we actually had it pretty easy.
Good, you know, like them and Australia and Germany.
We could have had it way worse.
Well, Australia did the gun grab too, so they're right. Really,
well,
fucked.
Yeah, they got fucked before COVID ever happened. They didn't have a gun to save themselves.
Getting taken out by drop bears.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I saw a clip on the mainstream media this evening. Upstate New York, school board meeting. A parent was lifted in his chair out of the fucking room.
What are you talking about?
Because yeah. he used to wear a mask.
Yeah, I saw that. He got removed from a school board meeting. The security guard came over and told me to put it on. He said, I'm not going to wear it. And then they forcibly removed him from the... Yeah, because he's a domestic terrorist. That's why they did it. God, well, what are you, blind?
Yeah.
Are you blind? You didn't see that, you know, that guy just quietly sitting in the chair, not wearing a mask? You know, being a domestic terrorist?
Yeah. Jesus.
I don't think anybody that does that is any semblance of anyone of terroristic form or terroristic adjacent. But it's a stupid thing. Like,
you're spreading germs.
I don't like, you know, wearing them, whatnot, especially after fucking vaccinated shit like that. I'm like, well, you know, it's really no point. And I get some of the things that people sell. It's like, well, you know, if you have it, you don't know it, you might spread it to someone. It's all about what's reasonable and what's not. So
exactly. It's like, if I'm going into a hospital, actually, that's probably the best fucking idea ever, going to see the doctor and wearing a mask. You know how many germs are in a hospital and a doctor's office?
That's where all the diseases are.
That's where the sick
That's why I hate going to the hospital.
So I am not opposed to, like, wearing a mask inside the hospital, actually.
Yeah, fair
enough. All the doctors and nurses are. I'm like, okay, it seems like maybe we should all do
that. They do, because you know what? People are gross.
Because they're gross. But they get to change their masks several times.
Yeah, just farting and coughing and fucking just like
digging
shit,
boogers out of their noses. And
I think I have an anal infection.
Yeah, kids licking water fountains.
Here, you can have my seat. No thanks, I'll stand.
licking dollar bills all day long.
Oh yeah.
Seems like the perfect place that I would want to wear a mask.
Man, going to a strip club, it's like those are some dirty dollars.
Yeah. Might want to wear a mask in there too.
Funny how strip club or a dental dam never get the Rona.
Do the masks work against herpes?
I would say.
I got the herpes.
I'd say the worrying diseases in that area. Corona is like 30th on the list. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's far above. But no, I don't think this person's being terroristic or deserves anything, but it's like, if they want to remove you and they ask you to leave, just fucking leave. Like, because then it ends up being this, where it's like, oh, they carried him out in a chair, and that's, you know, and it makes a big deal about that, and then the left looks at that and like, look at these idiots making a big deal about this thing when this guy just should have fucking left. It's just...
Well, it's always back and forth, for sure, with the...
Oh, absolutely,
you know. You know, I mean, it's like, even like, you know, like with the Whoopi Goldberg thing, you know, I look at it as, well, you know, it is free speech. You know, we do have the First Amendment, even if it's fucking stupid, you know.
I'll give her some shit, but not too much, because at the end of the day, it's like, well, you know, that was probably kind of taken out of context, but it was a very stupid fucking thing to say. And it's, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, you treat her like Joe Rogan and try to, you know, cancel go through all ways possible to remove somebody because of the influence that they have. You know, it's,
I don't know what influence Whoopi Goldberg has, except for maybe some Cheetos.
it's enough, right? It's enough where people are talking about
enough
it.
Enough for people talking
it's
about
enough
it.
Enough where she made a mention of that and it made, you know, national headlines. So she does have some influence, maybe not, definitely not Rogan influence, but, you know.
Yeah. It's true. So, I mean, you know, and did, like I said, you know, I guess, you know, giving her, you know, a suspension, you know, well,
you get basically a 2-week vacation.
You got a 2-week vacation for her to, you need to go to your room, Whoopi, and think about what did.
She's going to be in a hotel room, Tahiti, farting up in the cushions, fucking everything, air loads.
We've got you a copy of Moss. Got you a copy of Moss. Go read it. Got you a copy of Moss, so we need you to read it now so you understand. It got pictures in it so you can relate to it.
Go hang out with
Karen Osborne is laughing.
Yeah, on her crappy show. I forgot. What is that one? The chew or the chat or the the talk?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell it is.
The gawk.
The gawk.
I personally, my favorite, not favorite show, but one is the Osbournes Want to Believe.
Oh, yeah, geez. where Ozzy and his son go out there, and they go out and like investigate,
They look at footage from paranormal stuff.
From paranormal stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, that's going to be some Jack funny Slater. Shit. Just him trying to point out at you. Ooh, look at this guy.
That's a bloody hell. Bloody hell, he's right there.
I want him. I want him.
Jared!
My Ozzy!
Ozzy! Oh, Daddy. It's Daddy again. Daddy. He never remembers his number.
It's not a UFO.
It's not a bloody UFO.
It is. Look at that. It looks like a... Oh, it's a hubcap.
Oh, we're watching Plan 9. Daddy, I thought we were watching... Speaking of paranormal, you know, we're trying to get... apparently, there's a prison over outside of Cookeville that you can actually go tour.
Oh, yeah. Ghost tour.
A little ghost tour, maybe.
A little early Halloween.
Yeah. You can stay the night. You can stay the night if you'd like. Yeah.
Get some voice recorders. Get some. We already have. Everyone has a camera because we have a phone. We have the nicest cameras anyone's ever had in their existence.
Well, and if you've gotten a jab, you're microchipped anyway.
Yeah.
Well, good. Then if I die from a ghost, they can log it, and then maybe it'll be a COVID death.
Then they can come and get me. Yeah. But it's like it's in
Trudeau.
Brushy, Tennessee. That's the prison. Actually,
Brushy Brush.
Oh, okay.
James Earl Ray. How's James Earl Ray for a while?
Not James Earl Jones.
No. James Earl Ray, the guy who shot Martin Luther King.
James Earl Jones.
He could have done a
I get
movie
them
there.
Confused. No, James Earl Ray. He's the guy at Sandlot, right? He had a dog. Well, he might have had a dog, but that's not correct.
But yeah, you know, so if you're down for all that.
What?
What?
I was going to say, why are mountains so funny?
I don't know.
Why?
Because they're hill areas.
Oh, hey, bum bump.
Beep boop bow.
Sorry. Wow.
Dad jokes galore.
Dad bod, dad jokes.
That's right. And fart noise is still making us laugh.
And add that to the list of dad noises.
I got rumble gut. Rumble gut.
Whoa. Oh.
Oh, sorry, guys. Been watching mainstream media again.
I'd say put a cork in your butt, but by the end of this, you're going to start looking like Lizzo. And we all fucking... disproportional.
But yeah, I still think that, you know, I know that they're planning one. I think they're the U.S. truckers are actually planning one to start in L.A. at the Super Bowl. That's their game plan to do this truck.
And they're going to D.C., aren't they?
And they're going to drive across the United States and go to D.C.
So here's my immediate question. Like, unlike Canada and other places, we've got a Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court shot down the whole, you know, federal vaccine mandate.
They did.
I think
fight for some freedom. I don't know. You know,
I would agree that it's like I don't think it's going to be like up there. It's
definitely a
protest
different
about mandates about cross-border, transportation.
Right, but I think the truckers have some, in the United States, still have some mandates when they travel across the border where they have to, like, have a COVID test or, I don't know.
I'm not
really sure.
I know we're not as strict as Canada.
No, by far.
No.
So I think it's more when they try to go back.
And sister-in-law.
Well, I think it's more because they can go into the U.S. Like, we don't, we'll allow them into the U.S., but when they try to go back across the border
just
into
the
Canada.
Southern border.
Right.
Just like the southern border. We'll let anybody come in. Come
on, fuck
y'all.
It. But no, it's when they try to go back across the border into Canada that they're running into these issues. And then it's like, if you're not vaccinated, then you have to wait two weeks and
quarantine.
Which, if you're, supply shortages and shit, like, you can't wait fucking 2 weeks and you have a job and you're losing money and it's like, well, what the fuck? And it's unnecessary for all the reasons, we've covered it, like, all the reasons that it's kind of unnecessary at this point for them to do.
It's economics. I mean, this is socialism. They're trying so hard to fucking force socialism. Anyway.
Yeah. No, we're listening. That's when we get into the, we were just talking about the Great Reset and how, Well, I found some documents. Of course, the people who have, you know, brought that lawsuit up against an international court at the Hague, saying that, you know, that Fauci and others are all guilty of crimes against humanity, which were laid down by the Nuremberg Code, and they've brought charges up against him in the world court about how, you know, basically that that the vaccine and the global pandemic was pretty much made up by them to help, you know, generate the Great Reset. So, like, they've got plenty of, like, witnesses from all walks of life who are going to testify for it, and then a list of other witnesses, like, of course, Klaus Schwab being the mastermind behind the whole thing, you know? And pushing forward with that, which is interesting. I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, maybe they have some, I mean, there's some dirt, you know. I mean, Dr. Robert Malone keeps getting shut down. I mean, you know, he went on Joe Rogan's show. That's the reason all this shit started, because Joe Rogan had Dr. Robert Malone on his show, who was the creator of the, I guess, the MRN.
So he wasn't a creator of it. He helped in the creation of it. And it was for a while, too. I forget how long he worked. I don't know, a couple of years at least.
Right.
So had a hand in its creation. So right. Saying that he's a creator of it, not exactly accurate, but does he know enough to talk about it?
Yeah. Yes. But he's talking about how the, you know, what was on the Rogan show was him talking about how, you know, it's gene therapy and not a vaccine.
Right.
Which we started this whole thing with Joe Rogan. So, I mean, yeah. And if you look, you know, always with, you know, in lockstep, you know, the left always works together. And all of a sudden, you know, like right before the Super Bowl, California lifts their mask mandates and all their COVID restrictions. Seems coincidental, doesn't it? You know, and then all these other blue states are like, yeah, it's. It's okay, but I think it's hitting them in the polls, and they're like, "Oh, we're fucking gonna dog out if we don't, you know, let these people start living again." And again, that's just the crazy ass fucking, you know, Democrats and radical left, just like, fuck the common man. We really don't care about you. That's the way I see it. It's like, we don't really care about you. We just want your vote so we can stay in power.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it's always been with the Democrats. I mean, that's why, you know, that's why you have government funding and housing for.
Doesn't seem like the homeless problem's getting any better around here with all the affordable housing. I think Jared's here. Hey, let's take a break. All right. I'm going to take a break. Cool. Jared's here. You can just stay online. All right.
Yeah. Getting a package.
Getting the old package.
Yep. False alarm.
False alarm. I was hoping it wasn't going to be the rug.
The rug or the Cleveland steamer or the pipeline.
Yeah, you're going to have to Stanley steamer the Cleveland steamer off the rug. It's a very steamy situation.
Yeah, I got a package. I got a package.
If nothing else.
I'm going to let my wife get that package.
I just dropped one off.
You dropped a package off?
You're supposed to drop those off at the pool.
That's where you drop your friends off.
Well, didn't make it. Didn't make it.
Oops. The baby Ruth.
Yeah. Pick it up, take a bite.
It's just a baby Ruth.
Dookie! I'm freaking out.
Greasy, grimy gopher gut.
It's a Cinderella story.
It's a Cinderella story.
Fucking destroying flower beds.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some shit when I was like 9, though. Like, it would be way too fucking tempting not to do that. It's like,
my God. Yeah. Well, you have to.
I had a set of clubs when I was like,
well, you gotta drain the pool.
I was talking about hitting flowers. I wasn't talking about pooping in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Every year, the place I worked at, this country club I worked at, you know. Every year you can guarantee, like, you know, some fucking kid's going to fucking deuce out in the pool. Yeah. It's going to be close. Oh, it's called a dude. whenever they had to like release it to let people know that the pool was going to be closed, that it was due to some unfortunate events. I didn't put it out there. We had an escalation at the pool, which will cause the pool to be closed for the next 24 hours. Everybody knows what that means.
Right?
Some kid floated a turd.
Nobody knows that, though. Everybody knows it, but somebody's shit in the water.
Not kind for the...
I took my two kids to the Nashville Shores years and years ago when they were young. And the kiddie pool was off limits because somebody
took the old deuce in it. Said, ooh, guess that Huggies didn't hold up.
Poked one out.
Every year. At least maybe even twice a year sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a real thing.
Hell, at my age, though, now, too, I mean, it's like, maybe I'm going to deuce in here. I don't know.
I hope not. No, I have peed in a pool. Hey, that's what the chlorine's for, right?
That's what the fucking chlorine's for. Give me another beer. I'm going to pee in here again. I'm
getting out of this pool.
Nice and warm right now.
Oh, at least a little warmer. And you're like, come here, walk through this. Oh, thermocline. Happens in pools every now and then. Hey, just out of nowhere, there's a warm spot. It's so warm here. Oh, weird.
Kids, you want to know how to keep away the jellyfish in the ocean? Well,
if you get bit by them, you're supposed to pee on it if you don't have any ammonia. Because pee is ammonia, basically.
Bit by a jellyfish, pee on it. Hope you can reach it, because otherwise you have somebody else pee on you.
Sounds like a porn channel.
Hope jellyfish bites. Hope that R. Kelly is taking a brief stroll down the beach. Like, hey, man, can you pee on this? Like, I've been waiting for somebody to ask that.
Forever.
Wait, is this a
How
new
old
beach?
Is she?
Nope. God.
Ooh, too old, too old.
Too
sorry.
Old. Yeah. Sorry, she's gonna die.
So,
oh my God. So, what's going on with the Ukraine and Russia thing here? I mean, this is
don't even get me. I am so fucking pissed off about that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching Putin. He was making a statement and basically he's just saying, you know, it is what it is. You know, sometimes you got to build your forces when your enemy builds your forces across the way from you.
He just wants access to the Baltic Sea, right? If he owns.
Well, he already has that with Crimea. That.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
So what...
So what is he doing? What's the purpose of gaining?
He wants to gain more physical territory. There's a lot of natural resources in Ukraine.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of natural resources.
There's tons of resources in Ukraine.
So that would benefit his economy, and then he can export that. He's a large exporter to Western Europe.
And you got
to
remember that, you know, Putin's ex-KGB from the Soviet Union, and that was all part of the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
But it's been part of Russia on and off through the centuries.
Right, yeah. If you look at an old map, like the Soviet map of their territory, they did have more countries, like, I think it was like Estonia, Latvia, like some
right.
Of the
well, everything the Eastern Bloc countries were all, you know, pretty much under Soviet.
Georgia was,
you know,
Russia,
Yugoslavia and Czechoslovakia, you know, East Germany and all that was pretty much, even though they had their own communist governments there, it was pretty much ran by the Kremlin.
And China will try to do the same thing. That's why they're building physical islands out in the sea to try to, like, well...
That's
we'll make territory
too.
To gain, you know,
right.
By just let's dump some sand,
right?
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't not that I'm siding with Putin, but yeah, you know, I think we're as a country are actually just creating this.
Well, so what's the
a good bit of it? I think you know.
So what's the solution? Because me personally, I want to avoid involvement in any sort of conflict.
That's the way I look at it too.
I mean, I know it was a shit show, but we're out of Afghanistan. We should have been out of there a long fucking time ago. And I'm sick of, you know, the whole wasting money on foreign wars when we should be fixing shit here.
Yeah, yeah, that's my thing. Right, it's exactly. Like, let's fix all the crap here.
Yeah.
All right, let's fix the shit that's going on here. Let's straighten up our own mess and clean up our house.
Secure so, our own
and then we can go back to being the world police for everybody.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that either. I'm just saying. But
I know Raytheon would love that.
But it's, yeah, then you get into Raytheon
private
and
military, you know,
Lockheed Martin and all these, you know, they're like, yeah, we...
Whatever Blackwater is now, whatever it's called.
Yeah, exactly. But nowadays, you've got the SpaceX and the Teslas and all that shit, the Bezos, and then, you know...
Yeah, they're definitely have a lot of insane amount of money and a lot of influence, but they're mostly just trying to jerk each other off going into space, less than, you know...
Actually helping man.
Or I was going to say less than, like, the companies like Raytheon and stuff like that. They're more just profit off of, like, one specific thing, and it's, like, conflict and, you know, generating...
Right, you got to sell the war toys.
Yeah, basically, that's what it's all about. Exactly, old Tony Stark out
unlike,
there. Yeah.
unlike Billy Gates, who's vaccinating everybody in Africa and everyone.
Wow, he is definitely.
He's got a lot of money. He's into some other shit.
Yeah, he's got some other weird shit going on.
He's not into the militaristic aspect. He's more into the making CDs and diddling.
Yeah,
he was millions of people.
Yeah. But like I said, with the Ukraine, I don't think it's necessary for us to go to war in Ukraine. I don't want war. I'm actually, you know, against all of this.
No, that's
I mean, even to the point where the Ukrainian prime minister was like, hey, you know, maybe everybody just needs to calm down for a minute.
I would agree
with
that.
Maybe we all just need to, like, they all relax.
Everybody's really tense.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a lot of shit going on. This is our country here. We are a country. You know, they've the biggest thing is that Putin is pissed because they want to make the Ukraine part of NATO.
Yeah. And that would separate it completely from Russia.
And it would completely separate it. And then he fears that they're going to come in and, like, clip off, you know, because NATO's going to say, well, Ukraine, Crimea is part of Ukraine, so we're just going to take that back from
them. Yeah.
You know?
Which it's a tense thing. I know the solution doesn't fall at doing nothing or putting, you know, troops on the border and saying, like, hey, if one of ours gets hurt, that's an act of war, and then we're going to start bombing the fuck out of you.
Right.
Because there's that whole mutually assured destruction thing. Everybody has fucking nukes, and it's kind of like...
Right. And Russia still has nuclear capability.
Yeah.
And then there's China over there going, huh, okay, when do we...
And Russia is not, you know, opposed to talking to China about, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Getting into, you know, that mix, too, and flexing their muscle, you know? I wouldn't see why... Communism is communism, you know? But Russia's not really communist anymore. It's just... No, it's just Russia.
Capitalist, communist run.
You know, Putin, like I said, is ex-KGB, and...
Yeah.
And he definitely does. I mean, whenever I think of him, like, the Russians hate the Slavic people, you know, and that's what mostly Ukraine is Slavs, and they really hate them. And it's like when Stalin was in control of the Ukraine and the Soviet Union, he almost starved those people out. They really don't like the Russians at all. They absolutely despise them. Because they basically said, you're an inferior person. We want you to grow rice. They're like, rice doesn't grow here. We don't care.
Right.
You know, we're just taking all your shit, all your natural resources, which was, you know, natural gas and some oil and whatever else they could rape from the land and the people.
Jesus.
So it's always been kind of a hotbed over there, you know, I mean, through the centuries, actually, with the Ukraine. I mean, at one time it was owned by the Swedes. I know that sounds nuts. I've said this before. It sounds crazy.
Wow, really?
But I would say around the 1600s, that. Maybe the 1700s, you know, the Russians were at war with the Swedes, and they had taken over the Ukrainian area, again, because of its resources. And it's kind of the breadbasket, too. Everything, like, you know, shit grows there. You know, wheat, and which is, you know, important. So they owned it for a while. Then the Russians fought the Swedes and took it back. And then, I don't know, somewhere along the lines, they got divided up again.
Can I get a cam?
Yeah. And here we are today, you know. Still talking about the Ukraine. Right.
Yeah, it's not a problem that's going to be solved overnight, unfortunately. As are any conflicts. I mean, look at fucking you know, Israel and fucking Palestine. How long?
Oh my God, it's been going on forever. It's like we look at these wars and all these conflicts, and
rarely are they ever
on
solved.
Ideology based on ideology, really, you know, or religion.
Don't mess with Zohan.
Yes, that's right. If only people would learn that.
Right.
That all these issues would be moot.
Crappy cocoa.
Hummus.
I like some hummus.
War. You don't know war. We were at war for 12 minutes.
to dive back into the Nuremberg thing. So this is a trial that's going to take place. It's kind of like the UK version of these individual people that are discussed versus the people of the UK. So it's not worldwide. There's no mention of anything with like Great Reset or anything like that. I understand Charles Schwab is implicated in it as well. So if you want to make that connection on your own, that's fine. But that's not part of what the trial
towards the end of it. Did you read the whole thing?
Yeah. So I'm not going to go through every code, but the one that it seems like their main focus is the one about permissible medical experiments.
Right.
So that's probably going to be the main focus of said
medical experiments. Trial.
Well, it's because after World War II and the Nuremberg code was created, it was based off of like the Nazi scientists and stuff, the experiments that they did on people, and they just kind of wanted to make a general rule that said, like, hey, you shouldn't use people, you know, for the purpose of medical experiments. It does go further into it.
Yeah. Here's a little quote from Klaus Schwab. Spells this out in his book, The Great Reset, and demands a world government...
Yeah, what I'm saying
under-
is the trial's not going to be about that, so pointing that out doesn't really... But you can. It's...
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I feel like it's kind of part of it, and this is kind of like, could be the opening, you know, shot of, you know, them taking on the Great Reset, you know, where it says Klaus Schwab spells out in his book, The Great Reset, and demands a world government under the UN, which has been brought under control by the WEF, World Economic Forum. This is to be achieved by creating as much worldwide chaos as possible in forms of pandemics, wars, including civil wars and natural disasters, so that the world population becomes convinced that national governments are overwhelmed and only a world government can help. At the same time, Schwab calls for a shifting of all wealth to Mr. Global. This is what the lawyer was quoting, I guess. So that in 2030, no one except Mr. Global will still own anything and will supposedly be happy with that. Cash is abolished and replaced by a digital currency. This will be allocated or taken away from every person in the world, who can then also be found anywhere at any time by various tracking systems. This is done by a single central world bank. So, I don't know. And then they talk about the young leaders, young global leaders, and they state...
Well, that sounds like the Rothschilds thing. I mean,
Bill Gates was one of the first ones in 93 when he came up with the young global leaders. Gavin Newsom, governor of... Pete Buttigieg, current transportation. Stefan. Stefan Benchel. Moderna. Moderna CEO, selected in 2009. Mark Zuckerberg. Sheryl Sandberg.
Soros in this?
Where does he fit in? Google co-founder Sergey Brin and Larry Page. COVID Twitter personality Eric Flingding. I don't know.
Fuck it. What's the New
Zealand Prime.
Nobody's going to know who these people are.
The New Zealand Prime Minister Jacquard Ardern.
Jacquard Noir.
Where's the WHO in all of this?
They're in there somewhere.
Not the WHO. The World Health Organization.
Australia's Health Minister Greg Hunt. Canadian Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Angela Merkel, who's the German Chancellor, and then the current German Chancellor, Health Minister Jen Saffan. Sorry, pronouncing all this shit wrong, probably.
Nah, fuck it.
let's see, French President Emmanuel. You know, French President Emmanuel.
Calm down. Use your fart machine.
Former President Nicolas Servoy, Australian Chancellor Sebastian Kuntz.
Got Sebastian Toots over here.
But yeah, so, and then Dr. Ravaj Shah, president of the Rockefeller Foundation. So yeah, I mean, it just seems, you know, all these people who are part of this World Economic Forum seem to be in places of power where the most draconian and lockdowns and, you know, COVID restrictions are. Even I'm pretty sure I've seen, you know, a video of Justin Trudeau saying this is the perfect time for the Great Reset. You know, and we need to take advantage of it, you know. And Biden's Build Back Better is straight out of.
I couldn't tell because it was through the headphones where that was coming from, or if that was like Patrick.
I heard it. No, it wasn't me.
I don't know if that's Jared or not. Yeah, let's take a break. This might be Jared, all right?
All right. I'm going to take a pee.
Yeah, take a pee.
Pretty much. Exfoliating. I'm exfoliating.
You're exfoliating the old scalp there with the styrofoam.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Hoping some hair will grow back.
Although I did see, I think it was a Japanese product. It was a helmet that you could put on that cuts your hair, and it was like had a face thing, and it would shave your face as well. And it looked really uncomfortable, but goddamn it worked. Crazy I wouldn't Japanese. Use it. But, you know, I acknowledge that it exists.
I wouldn't either.
I've scary. Acknowledged that it's existed.
You're just going to get fucking scalped.
Yeah.
Oh, we thought you were Godzilla.
Just have blood start pouring down your face. And you're like, ah!
Cutting in deep into your scalp. Sanding your skin off.
You know what? You know that those horror movies, the series of Saw?
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't come up with something like that. We need to talk to those guys. Give it time.
What are they up to now? Like Saw 17? I thought they were going to be done with that series fucking years ago. I don't know if they're still doing it, but I think they might be.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of them, actually. I never watched one of them.
I've seen three were good.
I've seen like pieces of it, but never, you know.
Yeah.
I saw the first one, and that was good there. Okay,
yeah.
It was all right for what it was. It's no Human Centipede. That one I only saw once. When your movie starts out to a guy jerking off to a bunch of Rottweilers sewed together, sorry, spoiler alert for people who haven't seen it. That's what kind of sets the tone.
Be rough thereafter.
Yeah, you know what you're
it's
in
pretty
for.
Rough.
Yeah.
Rough. Yeah, you it's made a rough, rough joke.
I think
Daniel Tosh had a bit about that because you have like the Human Centipede, you have your A, your B, and your C. Like you want to be A. You're hoping for is like not B.
Well, that means you're taking it up the A. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, but then at least nobody's shitting in your mouth. It's over there like more asparagus and a cuttlefish.
Oh, God.
Sorry, B. This one's for you.
That was beef stew and corn.
Why can't you eat a solid?
Why do I eat corn?
I did not have any corn.
When's the last time I had corn?
Hey, I left a rosebud in there for you.
Oh,
little
God.
Stinky rosebud.
Would somebody please eat some fucking pot or some shrooms or some trip?
Yeah, I need something over here.
Psychedelics.
But to go back to.
Well, my thing is like, why do you have all these people, you know, in power, you know, unless, you know, and they're all part of the World Economic Forum young leaders. I mean, when I thought to myself, I was like, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, then it dawned on me, I'm like, oh, you know, the fifth largest economy. Not in the nation, but the world.
Silicon Valley.
But the world. And they control all the tech.
Yeah, Silicon Valley.
So, perfect place to put that guy. And then, you know, Justin Trudeau just looked like, looked like an innocent guy who liked to go around and dress up like a black guy and play Aladdin.
But that's okay.
Well, he's no Laurence Olivier.
Not
definitely not.
No, he's not putting shoe polish on his face like fucking Othello. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's more like a Larry Olivier.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like you drum up, it's like, hey, 12 years ago, you wore blackface. And it's like, I don't really care that much when they do it to the left because they're the people that are doing it. They're like, oh, Sarah Silverman, can you believe she wore blackface?
There's your guy.
There he is.
Old Justin Trudeau.
Fucker.
You ever notice, like, Klaus Schwab does definitely pick up some, you know, try to pick the good-looking guys. You know,
oh, yeah, you can't probably, be ugly and take over the world.
They're probably, like, blow him, like, and they're like, okay.
Could you imagine if some hideous fucking chud came fucking slopping out there?
As you get sloppy on my penis.
Imagine if some disgusting, you know, individual.
The fourth revolution is coming. coming and coming again.
you can't take over anything if you look like Phantom of the Opera. You know, you should be in a basement.
Gotta send
if you're going to be the face of something, you can't have a face that only a mother would love. You know, that's. Well. So as far as the Nuremberg thing, I'll say this is it'll be interesting.
I mean, they filed it like in December 20th of 2021, and I haven't really heard, you know, just some of this, that, or the other about it, you know. So I'm sure it's a lengthy process, and you know, and presenting the case, you know, you have both sides of the case. I'm sure that has to be presented, and it's if we know anything about like a very large court. It takes a very long time.
And then you also have to consider that, all right, let's remember this isn't the United States, this is the UK, so they might have a different legal process than we do that takes fucking longer or whatever they have to put on powdered wigs or however they handle that.
And the robes.
They have lords and powdered wigs.
Yeah, do you have to have a certain robe? Do you have to,
They're barristers.
You have to have the robe dry cleaned. Sometimes that takes a while. If you have to have your robe dry cleaned, you're not going to go out there with all the jizz stains, you know, underside of it.
Royal jizz stains from the Epstein clan.
It's weird that you have this part looks overly starched.
But kind of like talking, I guess, real quick, just kind of an interesting fact. Like when the British come over here and they see ads for like lawyers here, they think that is the craziest thing ever because in Britain, lawyers are not allowed to like advertise their services to the general public. So they just think it's the craziest thing they've ever seen. Like, what do you mean your lawyers like pander to you and have commercials, you know?
Ambulance chasers.
Yeah, you know, people specializing in certain types of law.
Yep, injury law. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you in a motorcycle accident? Do you have mesothelioma? Shit like
we
that.
We got class action suits and
fire,
motorcycle accidents.
Yeah, I got opted into a class action lawsuit against, I think it was Citizens Bank when they were rearranging debit transactions to get more overdraft fees out of it.
Right.
Class action lawsuit, and you know what? I got my $27. Hey. They got me for about $400.
I got
my $27 out of it.
Hey, I was in the class action suit with the milk distributors who were price fixing.
Big milk.
They were price fixing, dumping thousands of gallons of milk out to sustain the pricing and. And I got $19.85 in a gift card.
Yeah. Oh, and a gift card.
Well, it came in a gift card.
Oh, in gift card form.
In gift card form. Oh, like a prepaid Visa. So.
And they wouldn't even round it up
then
to
20. And then I made this mistake. I logged it into my Apple wallet.
Okay.
And I can't use it. So I got $18. I just said I tried my Apple Wallet. I was like, I'm out here getting some cigarettes and beer. I have $18 on this stupid card.
Yeah.
So I pop up the old Apple Pay and I'm like, blink, and they're like, nope. I'm like, come on, damn it. Nope. I was like, and it stuck. Then I went back and tried to figure out how to be able to just use it in general, and it's already.
Yeah.
Logged itself in and said it's been used. I'm like, you fucking bastards. So sooner or later, it's just going to crap out, and they got $18. That Visa company got $18 from me.
No. You should have had an Apple Watch on and been lost.
I just wanted my $18 for them fucking ripping me off at the grocery store on some fucking 2% milk. Right. Not even whole milk.
Yep.
I wasn't even buying whole milk.
That's bullshit.
I wasn't even going for the 2%. It's like in my older years, I've gone down to 1%. I only need just 1% of milk now because I get that 2%. I start getting a little gassy.
You have 100% of the 2%. 99% having all the 2%.
You're supposed to be on this. You're supposed to be on this.
He's lactose intolerant, ladies and gentlemen. He's getting a little farty and bloated. You're drinking a lot of that 2% today, weren't you?
It's gonna be
now.
It's,
oh, that was skim. That was skim milk.
Now it's come flying out your butthole like when they opened up. What was it? In Indiana Jones? They're like, "Don't look at it!" Just screaming demons.
Coming out of you like a fucking rabbit being chased by a fox.
You're melting. Ooh. You're melting figures at the wax museum down the street. Knock it off.
Hot wax on everybody's hot nipples. Wax,
yeah. Some people really like that. That's a that's a fetish.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Oh yeah.
Yeah, Valentine's Day will be Monday.
Drip your candle wax.